Today we continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nedorim with lesson number 23, in which we will complete the sixth perek, the tenth Mishnah, and begin the first Mishnah of the seventh perek. Most of the Mishnayos in Perek Vov, in the sixth perek, have been dealing with the issue of a vow, a neder, which is expressed in a language which can mean one of several things. And the general rule is that we follow the meaning that is common to the language society in which the person lived. If a person makes a neder, Mishnah Yud now, and says min hakruf, that he is prohibiting himself from eating kruv. Now kruv is a type of cabbage, a vegetable of some sort. If he makes such a neder, osur beispargus, so he is forbidden to eat ispargus. Ispargus is considered to be a subcategory of kruv. However, minho ispargus, if his neder is prohibiting ispargus upon him, then mutor bakruv, because kruv is not a subcategory of ispargus. Kruv is a general category, ispargus is a particular one. If he prohibits the kruv, he's prohibiting the whole category, including the ispargus. However, if he prohibits the ispargus, that does not affect at all his ability to eat kruv. Now, kruv, we're translating as a type of cabbage. Ispargus, some say it is simply another vegetable, very, very much like cabbage. This is Rashi's interpretation. Others, like the Rambam, in the Pirush HaMishnayos, believes that ispargus is the water in which kruv was cooked. So if you take kruv and cook it in water, and you have some type of a cabbage soup, so if your neder was upon kruv, that includes the soup of the kruv. However, if your neder was upon the soup of the kruv, this does not affect your ability to eat the kruv. That would be if we follow the Rambam's approach. Min hagrisim, if a person makes a neder, and a neder places an isur, a koinom, upon grisim. Grisim are generally translated as groats, G-R-O-A-T-S. Osur min hamikpo, he's permitted not only to eat he's prohibited not only to eat these grisim, which are these ground beans of some sort, but he can't eat the mikpah, which is a kind of a stew or a mash of these grisim. However, Rav Yossi matir. Rav Yossi feels that this stew or mash made from grisim is not called, in terms of language, it's not called grisim. It's called mikpo shel grisim. It's called grisim mash or grisim stew. And therefore, if his language only prohibited grisim, grisim are osur, but mikpo is mutor. Certainly, continues the Mishnah, min ha mikpo, if he asid mikpo, which is the mash or the stew of grisim, then mutar begrisin. He is definitely mutar to eat whole, unstewed or unmashed grisin. Min hamikpo, if a person made a neder not to eat this stew or mash, osur bashum, he's not allowed to eat garlic, because garlic generally was placed in this mikpo stew hyphen mash. Rav Yossi matir. Rav Yossi permits a person to eat shum, even when he's made neder on mikpo, because for Rav Yossi, mikpah means just mikpah, and not the shum which is in the mikpah. Min hashum, if a person makes a neder not to eat garlic, mutor ba mikpah, he's definitely allowed to eat this mikpah, because the mikpah is never called shum. The mikpah is called mikpah. The shum is shum. Min ho adashim, if a person made a neder not to eat adashim, which are generally translated as lentils, a type of bean, osur ba'ashishin, he's prohibited to eat ashishin. What are ashishim? Rashi says, ashishim is bread in which adashim flour, bean flour, lentil flour, has been mixed. The Rosh says, ashishin is the pesoles shel adashim, the grinds of these beans. In any case, the ashishim are substantively consist of adashim. And therefore the Tanakhama says, if a person makes a neder not to eat lentils, he's also in eating lentils no matter what form they take, even if they take the form of ashishin. For Rav Yossi, matir, Rav Yossi said it's permissible. Again, Rav Yossi is stressing the precise language. The language of adashim refers to lentils. It doesn't refer to lentil flour or to lentil psoles, the rinds or grinds of adashim. Those are called ashishim. Adashim are adashim, ashishim and shishim are ashishim, and for Rav Yossi, never the twain shall meet. A neder on adashim does not prohibit him from eating ashishim. Certainly, everyone agrees, minho ashishim, if he's made a neder not to eat ashishim, which again is either lentil flour or the psoles, the rinds of lentils, mutar ba adashim, because adashim are whole or partly cut lentils, not adashim, not lentils in the form of ashishim. That someone, everyone agrees to. A person says, he's making a neder, chita chitim she'eni toim, places a vow prohibiting chitochitim, wheat in the singular, wheat in the plural. So that expression, chitochitim, is generally taken to mean wheat in any way, shape, manner, or form. So if a person makes an ed and says that he's placing an isur upon chitochitim, osur bohen ben kemach ben pas, he can't eat wheat, whether it's in the form of flour, whether it's in the form of bread, and that's that. Similarly, if he says, gris grisin she'eni toi, again, also bohen ben chayin ben mivusholin, because that linguistic formulation, singular plural, chito chitim, gris grisin, is taken to mean in any way, shape, manner, or form. He can't eat grisim, whether they're raw or whether they are cooked. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, konam gris o chito she'eni toim, mutor lochos chayim. If a person makes a neder, and a neder places an iser for him to taste in the singular a gris, or in the singular a chito, he didn't say in the plural grisim o chitim, then he's permissible to chew raw grisim. Grisim are some type of bean, and or groats, and chita, of course, is wheat. The word lochos means to chew something raw. Now, Rabbi Yehuda is not arguing with the Tanakhama. He's simply introducing another halacha, and that halacha is that if a person says in the singular chita or gerisim, he means in its cooked or baked form. So we have finished Perek 6, and we begin Perek 7. Here, again, we're examining carefully the language that a person uses in making a neder, but here, we're especially looking on the way others would understand the language that a person expresses. What would happen if a person sends a shliach, he sends somebody else as a messenger to go and buy X for him. Well, what does he mean by X? Suppose the shliach buys Y. And can the, is the shliach betrayed his mission? Well, it depends upon the meaning, of course, of X and Y. So let's take a look at this Mishnah and see the details of this halacha. Hanoder min hayorok. If a person makes a neder, in the neder he is vowing not to eat yorok, which means green vegetables. Mutor ba deluim. It's permissible for him to eat deluim. Deluim are melons or some types, or squash. Melons and squash are related to each other. But deluim, melons, squash, are not called, at least not in Hebrew, vegetables. Yorok means green vegetables, lettuce, carrots, etc. Rabbi Akiva Oser. Rabbi Akiva says that if a person makes a neder not to eat yerek, he cannot eat deluim. The Gemara explains that the person here said, quote, konem olai yorok hamispashel biktero. I'm not going to eat those types of green vegetables that are cooked in a pot. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi says that deluim, which normally are not eaten raw, especially if deluim means squash or pumpkin, it's generally not eaten raw, but rather cooked. So since he said, konem olai yorok hamispashel biktero, he's extended the meaning of the category yorok to include deluim. So holds Rabbi Akiva. Omru lo Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi, the Chachomim, Rabbi Akiva's colleague, said to him, V'halo omer odom l'shlucho. Suppose a person would say to his shliach, to his errand boy, kach li yorok, go to the food store and buy me yorok. V'hu omer lo motzosi elotluim. And suppose the messenger, the errand boy, comes back and says, I didn't find yorok. I only found deluim. Can I buy you deluim instead? Right? Obviously, this would seem to mean that deluim are not considered yorok, because if they were, the shliach would have bought the deluim without coming back to ask the person who sent him whether or not he means deluim. If deluim were yorok, there's no question. Why did the shliach come back to the mishaleach? So therefore, the Chachamim say to Rabbi Akiva, you see that deluim are not yorok. Omalahem, Rabbi Akiva said, Kein hadovor. You're right that if a person is sent to buy yorok and he doesn't find anything but deluim, he will come back to the mishaleach and say, is it okay if I buy you deluim instead? That proves my point, says Rabbi Akiva. That point that deluim are loosely in the category of yorok. Oshema omer hulolo motzosi elokitnis. If a person is sent to buy yorok and all he finds in the marketplace are kitnis, which are beans, which are clearly not green vegetables, will the shliach come back and ask, should I buy kitnis? He'll know kitnis is not yorok. But since he thinks maybe by yorok he included deluim, so you see that the way people speak, deluim might very well be, at least potentially, possibly, in the category of yorok. Elo shehadluin b'chlol yorok ve'en kitnis b'chlal yorok. It must be, says Rabbi Akiva, that there are certain things like deluim which are yorok, not literally yorok, but it can apply to deluim, the word yorok, and therefore the shliach comes back and says, are deluim okay? Do you mean deluim by yorok? Whereas kitnis is not even on the same ballpark as yorok. And the shliach, if he finds only kitnis, will not even come back at all to the mishaleach. He'll just say, I didn't find yorok or even anything close. The Mishnah concludes, V'osur befol ha-mitzri lach umutor b'yovesh. If a person makes a neder not to eat yorok, so this pul, which is a type of a broad bean, the Egyptian pul, if it's lach, meaning it's not dried, it's fresh, then it's considered a vegetable. It's considered a vegetable, and there's no question that Pola Mitzri is no less of a yorok than celery or chves or green peppers or lettuce. Umutur bayovesh, but the dried Pola Mitzri is different, because the custom was that the dried Pola Mitzri was not eaten the way vegetables are eaten. You take a few tomatoes and you eat them. You take a little bit of celery and you eat it, or you take a little bit of Pola Mitzri lach and you eat it. But rather, Pol HaMitzri Yovesh was put into a basket, and a kri, a heap, was made of it, a bushel full. And that was done in the goren, in the granary. They would take this Pol HaMitzri Yovesh and pile it up as you would pile up grain, wheat, and barley. So therefore, since it was made customarily into a kri, into a bushel, it's not bechlal yorok. Yorok refers only to those types of vegetables which were not made into a kri, like celery, lettuce, etc., and like pul hamitzri lach, but not pul hamitzri yovesh. And so we have finished lesson number 23.